Lyle Victor Albert has performed his one-man show, Scraping the Surface, more than 700 times, in his home country of Canada, here in the U.S., and in the United Kingdom. Scraping the Surface chronicles his experiences with cerebral palsy. Before the show, Lyle Victor Albert was just a playwright, but he told Steve Paulson that becoming a performer was a pleasant experience.
I quite enjoyed it. I quite enjoyed it. I felt quite comfortable on stage, and I didn't do it before because I thought because I have cerebral palsy, it's not really in the cards for me. But, hey, it worked out.
How would you describe Scraping the Surface?
First and foremost, it's a comedy. It's a comic monologue about me growing up and different stories that happened to me or things that I've embellished. I hate the term, but for lack of a better one, sort of a coming-of-age sort of fable, as it were. So, yeah, that's how I would describe it.
Now, you had not written explicitly about cerebral palsy before this, had you?
No. When I started out my career, I made a conscious choice not to, because I didn't want to be labeled, you know, a disabled playwright, or he writes about disabled issues. I just didn't want that label. So I thought, nah, I'm not going to go there. So I wrote about all different kinds of stuff. And when I started doing this monologue, it was only supposed to be 50 minutes done one time, so I thought, hey, you know, no big deal. But much to my surprise, I think I struck a chord with the audience and also myself.
I'm wondering if you could give us a taste of Scraping the Surface, if there's a piece of the monologue that you could perform.
There's a piece here. I'll just set it up a bit. It's about getting a birthday present on my 17th birthday. My parents must have sensed this because on the day of my birthday, I was presented with a box, all neatly wrapped with ribbons and bows, with a card that read, "We know you can really use this now." It's an innocent enough statement, but whenever I read it, little bells went off in my head. It meant I was getting something good for me, which is great. Everybody needs something that's good for them. But let me ask you this. When you're 8 years old and jumpy, and your sister gives you an Erector set for Christmas, is that really good for you? I mean, you got tiny, tiny nuts and tiny, tiny bolts, and the idea is to attach the tiny, tiny nut to the tiny, tiny bolt. Then you take a little, little screwdriver and a little, little wrench, and you try to tighten the tiny, tiny nut to the tiny, tiny bolt. And once you've done this 10,204 times, you have something big, which now you have to take apart because it's time to go to bed. Or in my case, it was time to go to university. The theory behind the Erector set is that it would teach patience, concentration, and coordination. And God knows those are three things I really can use. But when my other sister gave me the operation game, you lose, I began to suspect that maybe my family had a different agenda. Oh, sure, they loved me, but in the days before cable, I was the best entertainment around.
And how old did you say you were when you had gotten the present?
8 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are you pretty open with, I assume you are, with your family, with your parents about cerebral palsy?
Oh,
I mean, something you, I mean, you talk a
yeah,
lot about. And
it's not like I can hide it. No, you know, growing up, it was great because I grew up on a farm and, you know, although I didn't operate the heavy machinery, you know, I had chores like everybody else, and I got treated like everybody else, so.
I'm wondering if we could end with another piece of your performance.
Petrocella Krasinowski was a girl with her whole life planned out until something better came up. She was a political science major working towards a PhD in international relations, which she would parlay into a job at the United Nations and over the course of time become a diplomat in some exotic locale. Well, she would inevitably meet and fall in love with an aristocrat and make many baby aristocrats. But right now, she was in a first-year philosophy course with me. Understanding 202. Since we shared the last class of the day, Petrocella and I and other like-minded individuals would retire to the nearest coffee shop and discuss why the prof didn't know what the hell he was talking about. And we did, being first-year philosophy students. These little tete-a-tetes went on all semester until one night, after a particularly lively discussion on why the Soviet Union would never abandon communism, Petrocella and I found ourselves alone, together. Seeing that we both had term papers due the next day, we decided to have another cup of coffee. It was then that Petrocella put her hand on mine and said, "I understand." Not knowing what she meant, I said, "Hey, that's great. You'll probably get a good mark then." Back in her apartment, with absolutely no thoughts of looming term papers, Petrocella and I were on the couch. We kissed, and she handed me this, a condom. As I held it in my hand, I was filled with complete and utter dread. I've had a lot of experience with things like this. The curse of the vacuum wrap. All my life I've been tormented by these little wonders of packaging. Creamers and ketchup pouches and little containers of strawberry jam, all designed to take forever to open. And when you do, the contents are guaranteed to go everywhere except where you wanted them to. But hey, I've adapted. I drink my coffee black. I eat fries with just a touch of salt. But in this situation, I had to get the jam on the toast.
That's wonderful.
Lyle Victor Albert is the author and the one and only cast member of Scraping the Surface. He talked with Steve Paulson.